Hey everybody, and thanks for listening to the 8th episode of As Inc. What As Inc. Is we perform a piece called The Bat. It's sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark, but you can just think of it as an improvised radio play. In a few seconds, we're going to take a suggestion from our bowl of suggestions, and using that suggestion, we're going to improvise for about 25 to 30 minutes. Improvising just the audio track, so the characters, the dialogue, sound effects, anything like that will be made up on the spot by us. This week, As Inc. is...
Alex Batham.
Greg Roycewich.
Charles Weber.
And Chris George. Okay, I think we're ready to take our suggestions, so Greg, you take a suggestion so kindly.
Explain.
Okay, the suggestion is explain.
What an awesome suggestion.
Okay, it's not yours, though.
I know.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, so the suggestion is explain and lights down. All right, students, gather around. Gather around, okay?
Oh,
come on, students, all right?
This guy's so lame.
Stick with me, all right? I know it's almost summer vacation. We have six hours left to go. 6 hours left to go before summer vacation. All right, now students, today we're going to be talking about the Smoot-Hawley tariff.
Okay?
That's right, the Smoot-Hawley tariff. I know you're all super excited about the Smoot-Hawley tariff. Now, who can tell me which president signed the Smoot-Hawley tariff?
Was it President Butthole?
No,
that was the Poot-Hawley tariff.
Okay, that's two demerits for you. And one demerit for you, with the hat. I don't know what your name is, but you with the hat. One demerit.
It's Freddy.
Okay, whatever.
It's the last day of school. You're just now learning his name?
Whatever, God. Hat guy. All right.
And what do you call me?
Your strange hairdo guy.
strange hairdo.
It's called a cowlick, all right?
Jeez. Okay, whatever, strange hairdo. All right, strange hairdo and hat guy. How about you tell me what the socioeconomic impacts of the Smoot-Hawley tariff were? Okay, not you, glasses and pocket protector.
I know it.
Nerd.
The socioeconomic...
Right.
...ramifications of the Smoot-Hawley tariff...
Right, keep going. Keep going, hat.
...that it was great. It was great for socioeconomic.
Yeah, it was great. It did a lot of good for the...
Okay, two demerits, hat.
For society and economically.
Two demerits, hat. And one demerit, cowlick.
What? It was his answer. I was just backing him up.
Exactly. That makes you twice as wrong. Go ahead, glasses and pocket protector.
Glasses, well, if you say the right answer, I'm going to pound you after school.
Go
ahead, glasses. Come on, pocket protector.
The president felt like it was great.
Don't.
It was just great.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two demerits, right. Glasses.
Good move, glasses.
That was my perfect record.
Okay, you're gonna get onto me for not knowing his name. You don't even know his name.
Yeah, but that's because he's a dweeb.
You've been sitting next to him for 9 months and you don't know his name.
Yeah, I always sit next to the smart kids.
How much time left till school's over?
5 hours and 45 minutes. Okay, let's move on to astronomy. The largest planet in the solar system is what?
Oh, Jupiter.
The sun.
Ooh. Yes, that's right.
So you take a demerit away.
Well, you get one merit.
I get a merit.
You get merit. Yes, hat.
Well, just one merit?
You get one merit, hat.
All right.
Okay. Moving on. Chemistry.
Jessica, come on. Open the door.
No.
Jessica, come on. No, it's not what you think.
It's everything that I think.
No.
It's my worst nightmare coming to life.
It's really not that bad.
I can't believe you just said that to me. I can't believe you're still here trying to... Dig yourself out of this hole.
I'm sorry, I thought...
Filled with shit. It's a hole filled with your bullshit.
My bullshit? For...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you with... with all three of them, Melissa, Stephanie, and Shawnee.
We were just talking.
Just talking. Didn't look like talking to me. Well, like sweet talking, more like it.
No, I was talking with them. No, seriously, come on. If you come with me, everything will be explained. It'll be fine. Please, just please trust me.
Oh, where do you want to take me? In the underneath the bleachers?
No, I just need you to come with me.
Is that where you take all the women? All you ladies man you? Well, this is one lady you ain't gonna be man of.
I just need you to come with me. I can't tell you.
What?
You just need to...
How?
You just need to... This is... I can't...
You can't tell me why? You can't... You have no answers for anything.
I was talking to them because we were planning your surprise party. There. You made me say it.
My God, you're ruining my party.
Really? You're...
If it's a surprise party, then why are you mentioning it?
Because you're refusing to come with me, and it sounds like you're breaking up with me in there.
You are such a jerk. I can't believe you did this. This is the worst birthday ever.
Jessica, just come on. We'll go to the party. Just pretend to be...
Well, now it's ruined. Now I'm... You think I'm in a party mode now?
I thought that seeing your friends would make you feel better.
No. Seeing you makes me feel worse.
Fine, then I will go to the party. Just let me take you there.
Well, just tell me where it is, since you ruined everything.
It'll look
I'll just show up.
It'll look suspicious, and then they'll be sad, and... Come on. Just let me take you to the party.
Who's gonna be there?
Everyone.
It's Shawnee? She's going?
Yes, Shawnee's going to be there. She was in charge of cakes.
She's good at cakes. Okay, I'll let you take me then.
Okay.
But you're on thin ice.
I'm on... Okay. Okay, come on. Get in my car.
And cut. All right, guys, that's a wrap. Ooh. So...
Man.
Actually, you know, I think we might want to do it one more time. Can you...
Oh, I am beat.
Yeah, it's
I'm
going
to be honest.
It's just
that... I am beat.
Yeah, I know. It's just that this hurricane's coming, and I think the wind was picking up right when you were describing some of the dangerous conditions. So
okay.
If you could, you know, just recap that whole thing.
All I really want to do is get back to the Motel 6.
Just keep rolling.
And get a shower going. And... have a martini and not leave.
Hey, should I reset the effect?
Yeah, if you could reset the effect.
Okay, all right, you're the producer.
I'm the producer, that's right. You gotta, you know, if you wanna make it in this business, you gotta listen to your producer.
No, that's fine. All right, let's do it.
All right, so we're coming in hot in 5, 4, 3.
Channel 6 News anchorman Rick Roberts here, and we're out here in the Florida Keys, where Hurricane Jeffrey is about to make landfall.
I'm sorry. Cut. Sorry. It's not Hurricane Jeffrey. That was last week.
Oh, no, man. Okay.
We're at...
So tired. Everything's running together. All
got,
these hurricanes in Florida.
We've got Hurricane Lorenzo.
Okay, it's Lorenzo.
Lorenzo.
So,
okay.
Still the same signal and the effect?
Yeah. Same effect. Just keep it going.
Okay. All right.
All right, and 5, 4, 3.
Channel 6, God, messed that one up.
Cut, okay. So, do you need some water? You okay?
Nope, let's go again.
All right, we're keep it rolling. In fact, this one has to be live, okay? We don't have a choice. It's gotta
live?
Be live?
It's
yeah.
Live already?
It's going live.
Okay.
All right,
hand signal me if anything changes during
okay.
the broadcast.
All right, so it's 5, 4, 3.
Channel 6 anchorman Rick Roberts here, and we're live at the Florida Keys where Hurricane...
It's actually not live this time. Okay, I was wrong.
Lorenzo, what? We're not live?
Boom!
Ah! What the mother?
It was Lorenzo, right?
Yeah, it was Lorenzo.
Yeah,
it was Lorenzo.
I got it, right?
Cut. Can we do a cut? Can we cut there?
Yeah, we're cutting. So, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I was just trying to speak into your earpiece that time. Just, sorry. I got some bad... Turns out you weren't live, so...
Okay, you're killing me.
No. This time,
all I want to do is go home. I'm really tired. We have been out here all day. I have talked to so many people who look like drowned rats who are just trying to escape with their station wagons full of shit.
Yeah, hey, I'm with you. I'm with you, man. As soon as you get this, then we're cutting to that tape of you getting those interviews, and then it's smooth sailing home.
All right, let's do it.
All right. And
We're doing another take?
Yeah, we're doing another take.
I need to go. I need like 10 minutes to go reset the effect.
Oh, see, he's got to reset the effect.
Can we do one without the effect?
You know, I mean, it doesn't pop without the effect.
I'm under you contract.
He's in the union.
I'm under contract to have the effect. It's a $30,000.
No, because I'm just hearing. I'm hearing the effect. Look, I'm hearing that we're gonna go live. Look.
Now we're gonna go live.
We're going live.
We're actually going to go live.
Can you recycle the effect from Hurricane Jeffrey?
I can.
We'll change it.
Give me like 2 seconds.
Okay. All right. So that should be enough time. All right. So I'm getting the signal. Okay.
Okay. Got it. Here it is.
Five.
Don't touch 3. Channel 6 news reporter Rick Roberts here, and we're live at the Florida Keys, where Hurricane Lorenzo is about to make landfall. Thousands of Florida Keys residents are streaming in, making their way towards the mainland, trying to escape.
All right, now cut to get the interview footage. Okay, all right. We send it to the interview footage. Look, when I'm talking in your ear, you can't stop talking, okay?
But I get really confused because are we done? Did we finish?
Yeah, but look, no, you know what? Look,
is this done?
I can't let you go because I've got some notes for you.
Can you give them to me tomorrow?
I'm gonna forget them. There's so many that I've got to cover.
Okay, can we just do them quick?
All right, first of all, sometimes I'm going to be saying stuff in your ear, and you can't stop your dialogue.
That's all we have here. Back to you, Rick.
Wait, Rick, you're on live.
Right now?
Go. Face the camera.
Channel 6 Anchorman Rick Roberts here. We're in Florida Keys live. Hurricane Lorenzo.
Boom!
No! Mother!
Show, Bill. Explain me again. So women like it when the guys are church.
Yes, you see. The women, they... It's very backwards, I know. It's just that, all the women, they secretly want their dad.
It's really hard for me to be a jerk.
I know. You're too kind. And, what happens is I go out with you, you're very nice, and then I'm a jerk, and then...
So we'll switch it up. Tonight.
This time...
You're nice.
I be the nice one, you be the jerk.
Okay.
So...
How about this lady over here, eh?
Oh, yeah, she pretty?
Okay. I'll be the nice one. Okay.
Hey,
lady, you,
Hi.
You have very nice, very nice tits.
They're so nice, baby. Excuse me?
I'm so impressed.
I'm sorry for my friend. He meant to say you have nice curves. And your arms, they look very strong.
Well, thank you. I work out.
Yes, and that ass won't quit.
Bill?
You are...
I'm sorry for my friend Bill. He's really.
I like that. You're interesting.
But what?
Well, yes.
I'll just go get a drink over here then.
Hold. What's your name, baby?
My name is Carly. With an I.
Carly. Hey, listen. Do you have a friend for my friend?
I might. Let me see. Cindy,
come here.
Stop! No, stop! Nobody shuts right now. Come here.
But I was gonna do one.
No, you'll do one later.
You'll do one off of that girl.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
Just come here.
What?
Hello, Cindy. I'm Bill.
Hi.
I'm Lush.
Hi.
You have fat in your belly.
Louis, what are you doing?
I'm being a jerk.
No, that's not.
I feel a little offended. That's really mean.
Cindy, you are so magnificent. I would like to take you into my bed and throw you down and make mad love to you all night long.
Okay, that's more like it.
Bill.
Had a connection.
Oh, baby, you too.
Thank you.
Candace, was it?
Carly.
Of course, Carly.
I remembered that, Carly. Cindy?
What?
I'm sorry for that remark. I was trying to be mean, but I...
Wait, you succeeded. How about you buy me a drink?
Okay.
It's working. Okay, keep doing it. Buy the drink.
I'll buy your drink, but it should be sugar-free, right? You
excuse me?
Well, you don't need any more pounds.
Okay, you just call me fat again.
Louis? No, listen, baby, listen. You don't need any more pounds because I'm going to pound the hell out of you tonight.
Okay, well, that's more like it. All right, now we're back into a functional territory.
You're welcome, Louis. Cindy, had to save that one. That was close.
Cindy, side conference. Okay, side table.
What? Seriously? These guys are creeps.
They send a lot of mixed signals. It's what I've noticed.
I know.
A lot of mixed signals.
The little one seems so nice. He says horrible things, and then the tall one, he just swallowed. I thought there was something with us.
Hey, babies, I didn't think we had secrets between the three of us, eh?
Okay. All right, sure.
Well, okay, you came over.
All right.
You just talking to your friend. He seems so nice at first, and now he's like a dick.
He's harmless, baby. He's harmless.
Yeah, not a good dick.
Not like the kind that you want. Like the kind that is just like, ew, that's like an inch.
No, he just has a bad first impression. Come on, let's walk over there back to him.
Here's, I got some drinks. Here's a Cosmo for you, Carly. And Cindy, here's a sex on the beach whale.
What?
Sex on the beach. Whale.
What?
Okay. I seriously had weight problems when I was in high school, you know?
Bill is crying good?
I should
probably just leave.
I think that for Cindy, she needs to feel sexy right now.
Yes.
And that is just what the doctor...
Do you think the displacement of the water from the hot tub would really make her feel better?
Seriously, Louis. I don't think...
Louis, go away. You're going to kill her.
I need to go work out.
No, baby. I'll give you a nice hot workout later.
I'm just gonna go. I just go home and jerk off. I don't know.
That's probably for the best, Louis. Can you pay my bar tab on the way out? Thank you.
Yeah.
Daniel, I've done it.
What?
The project, you did it?
Yes, I've done it.
You had success? Finally.
Yes.
I have created a microphone that can hear the speech patterns of an amoeba.
That is amazing. Well, what have you discovered so far?
Nothing right yet. I've done it. I heard the amoeba cough.
So you turned it on. This brand new invention.
Yeah.
Which can hear on heretofore unknown levels of decibels.
Yes.
And all you've heard is a cough.
Yeah. Well, I needed to come tell you, and me shouting might have broken the device. It's very sensitive.
Okay.
I feel like you don't understand how sensitive a device this can be.
I think I... All you've gotten is a cough.
That's all you need to get the funding so we can build more of them.
I don't... Okay. I don't think you understand how grants work in the science community. We have to have something that's sexy, you know?
Okay.
You have to have something that sells. Congressmen, representatives, and senators alike, they don't want to hear about coughing amoebas. They want to hear about sexy amoebas.
Well,
amoebas that speak in poems, that have lengthy diatribes, that communicate with each other about things like Nietzsche.
I don't think you understand how amoebas work.
I don't think you understand how grants work.
I've created a great invention.
I am sure of that. Have you recorded those two amoebas having a drunken fight in their bedroom after they tried to sleep with each other?
No.
Okay.
Let's record now. Let's record now. Okay?
All right.
Quiet. And play. Or record.
Which is it? Play?
It's record. It's record. You have to play the tape first, then record over it.
Okay, that's not sexy. I'm just... say that right now.
Record.
Want to separate and then attach to me?
Only if I can have the mitochondria.
I think that can be arranged. You make it so I don't even feel as if I exist.
Let us commence. Ew.
Okay, stop. All right.
Stop. Yeah. Did you see it? There. Sexy.
That is not sexy. That's nothing is sexy about that.
If you were an amoeba, you would have a raging amoeba boner right now.
I doubt that. Seriously doubt that would be a thing. The one, it sounds like he's dying. The one amoeba sounds like it has tuberculosis.
One amoeba dies.
Sounds like it has amoeba tuberculosis.
One amoeba dies, and it creates two new amoebas.
It has amoeba scarlet fever. It is going to die on the trail of amoeba tears.
Yeah, well, it's going to die so that its children can live. That's how amoebas work.
Okay, and then the other amoeba's like, hey, you want to get together? And I was like, all right, hot tub banging. Now we're talking. Jersey Shore for amoebas. And then it's like, no, mito something.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's like the situation of amoebas. It's like the abs. So it's just like Jersey Shore. We could sell this.
Okay. We're going to have to frame this right. We're going to have to frame this a lot right.
I know.
Because you've not given me a lot to work with here. I am the best science publicist ever.
That's why I hired you.
And this is going to be a hard sell.
Okay. But
okay.
You think we have something?
Maybe. If you can get one of those amoebas to show their tits, and another amoeba to get a spray-on tan, we might be headed in the right direction.
I have some dyes, and amoebas don't wear clothes.
Done.
Lieutenant Trent?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for your first flight in the X-plane?
Yes, sir. Ready, sir.
At ease. Now, this is an unusual vehicle.
Yes.
To require all of your training.
I've done through the training.
Sorry, we had to invite an army battalion in. Cost cutting. You understand?
Yeah, the army pukes. I've got this, sir. Don't you worry. My eyes are clear. My heart is strong, and my will is willful.
That's all I've ever asked of you, son.
That's all I ever get.
You're damn proud. Now listen, this plane. Here's the thing. You gotta fly it with your eyes closed.
But my mind will be open.
Well, okay. It's just,
Wait a minute. I thought you were joking about that eyes closed thing.
No, I mean, it's an experimental plane, and for security precautions, we can't have any of our young men actually seeing the plane in case of capture.
So I can't see the plane.
That's why it's called an experimental plane.
And I can't see while flying. How do you expect me to fly?
Well, that's why I said it would take all of your training.
All of my training was with vision.
Son, if you don't want the mission...
I want it, sir.
I have a cadre of pilots at the ready.
Sir, no reason to jump into your cadre. There, I can do this. I am the man for the job.
All right, then.
General, I have the blindfold that you asked for.
Oh, and, wonderful.
And the nose plugs.
The nose plugs, right?
Yeah, the nose plugs.
You know, don't leave just yet.
Oh,
Corporal.
Okay.
I need you to try on this blindfold for me real quick.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay, here.
I need an unbiased opinion.
All right. That is pretty black. I can't see anything. Is the window right there?
Yep.
Okay, I can still see the window, the outline of the window.
You have successfully pointed to the window. All right, well, yeah, I'm afraid the blindfold's not going to work.
So I'm gonna be able to see the plane.
We're going to need to remove your eyes. That was the... If the blindfold doesn't work...
We got to have... What if we patch up the blindfold? I think you're jumping to extremes here, General. Why don't... I'll even wear one of those S&M hoods where I can't see anything.
Permission to speak, General?
Permission granted.
Should I go get the melon baller for the eyes?
Stand by, but wait, yes.
I'm just going to grab it from the kitchen.
We'll be here.
We're going to use you're not even going to take me to the doctor? This doesn't sound legit here, General.
There's no time. There's no time, Lieutenant. We got to fly this X-plane by 10 different pilots, all right? The first pilot, we got to remove the eyes. And once we get the kinks worked out, then all the subsequent pilots, well, they can fly with their eyes in.
Okay.
There's some experimental shit on this plane.
Why don't we experiment with sight? You know, we can experiment that way. I won't, if I'm caught, I won't say a word.
I can't trust you on that.
You trust me to fly this plane though, sir, right?
Corporal, where's that melon baller?
Oh, I'm here, sir. Here it is. Here you go.
All right.
And the steak knife to
ooh.
To sever the
to get the eyelid off so that you can get the melon baller.
Well, you got to sever the retinal nerve.
I am not comfortable with this.
Okay.
Right. Oh, and here's the lemon juice.
Corporal,
get the infection.
Corporal, can you grab his arms?
Whoa! No!
I got him.
We're doing it right here.
Yeah.
Right. Can I see my kids one more time?
I'm afraid there's no time.
Wait, but
you said I asked you the very first thing I said is, do you want to fly the X plane?
Yes.
All right, that's confirmation.
I'm sorry. I'm not really.
Hold him still.
Okay, I got him. I got him. Jeez.
No.
Heat this up because it's.
Okay.
Oh, you want to heat it up?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go boil some water. I'll be right back.
Okay, great.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with you on this, General, but yes, I think heating it up would actually make it go quicker and not as painful. And have you thought about me dying during this operation?
Many times.
What? So you've thought about me dying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is very dangerous if you're not going to have your eyes. I don't know how you expect to be able to fly it, but...
No, General, I'm actually talking about the operation of taking my eyes out.
Oh! Well, you'll be in the plane probably before the blood loss accumulates.
Well, wouldn't I crash the plane if I'm in the plane while the
blood loss accumulates, and then I would pass out.
That's right. That's correct. Die. We'll be getting your reports over the air, and then if we've gotten enough information, then you can eject. But we won't enable the eject button until we've gotten enough information.
You can control the eject button. This isn't. This is
the United States military, son. We control everything.
As a pilot, there's a few things that I need control over.
Here's the boiling water.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, students. So we've got just 2 hours left to summer vacation. Okay. Let's move on to geology. Hat. Yeah. What goes up and what is down? Stalagmite versus stalactite.
Well, a stalagmite goes down and a stalactite goes up.
Glasses?
A stalactite hangs from the ceiling down because it's holding on tight, and a stalagmite comes up from the ground because it might reach the sky.
I swear to God, Glasses, I'm going to pound you after class.
Very good, Glasses. Excellent. One merit.
Mr. Hoover?
Yes, girl.
I'm not the only girl in this classroom. It's just, can I...
Well, you're the most female of the girls, because that one's kind of dykish.
Well, thank you.
And that one kind of, that's cancer, actually.
I'm just pale.
You're also bald.
It's a look.
Mr. Hoover.
Well, whatever, cancer.
Mr. Hoover.
What girl?
I'm having a feminine problem. Can I please be excused?
Oh, this is actually perfect, because we're moving on to anatomy next.
No,
come up
this
here.
Is...
She's,
no,
a
here.
She's a bleeder, dudes.
Okay. Anatomy. No. Class?
Mr. Hoover, it'll be really quick. I promise I'll come back.
Class, how many days does the menstrual cycle run for?
Ooh. Ooh.
I don't feel comfortable with
it's
this.
It's like, for Lucy, it's like all the time.
Shut up, Roy. It is not.
5 demerits.
Whatever, girl.
5 demerits, Hat.
Oh, man.
What, Glasses?
Technically, he's right. It is all the time. It's just in cycles of 28 days with a week of them being horrible devils, as my dad calls it.
That's, I swear to God, dude, I'm going to kick your ass so
hey,
hard.
Hey, that's 10 demerits, Mr. Hoover.
May I please go now? Oh, my God, it's getting really bad, and
yes,
it's
go,
I'm starting to
girl,
spot. Okay.
Go, girl. And you, 6 demerits. Hat. Anybody else got anything wise to say?
Yeah, I just want to make it clear that I do not have cancer, okay?
And I'm not a dyke. I just am heavyset and have a male voice.
That's true. I totally nailed her last week.
Yeah, and it was amazing.
I have hair in other places, just so you know.
Geography! Lights up! Okay, that was episode number 8 of As Ink. Our suggestion was Explain. It was not 10. I guarantee it was not 10. playing with As Ink this week was...
Alex Batham.
Greg Roycewich.
Charles Weber.
And Chris George. You can get more information about As Ink by emailing us at as.ink.prov. That's P-R-O-V at gmail.com. You can send us feedback, comments, or suggestions you'd like us to put into our bowl. Also, if you're a San Diego or Southern California area improviser and would like to record with us, you can send an email there as well. You can find us on Facebook and also subscribe to us via iTunes. And please rate and review us on there. And we will see you next time. It sounds like plural penises.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what does?
Cats.
The son of the family that owns that cable company went to my high school.
I bet he's rich.
He was a cock.
It would have been ironic if he was a pussy.
Or fitting.
Get it? Or would have been better if he was an asshole.
Yeah.
Or a cunt.
Or a hermaphrodite.
That's when you're thinking
about... What is pansexual?
Yeah,
do you have everything?
I thought it was transgender, not transsexual. Like, transsexual is under it, but I thought it was transgender for, like, the people who
are... Oh, you may be right.
Letters will be written.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because all of 10 people are subscribed to As Ink right now, and all 10 of them will be in an uproar over my lack of knowledge about the transsexuals.
Gia.
What is pansexual?
Okay, pansexual is... Fuck, I heard it in 30 Rock.
Those are people that only have sex.
Gia's nickname is...
On Pangea.
Because, okay.
Which they don't have sex, basically.
Did you ever watch... You
on
watched Land 30 Rock, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I remember there was an episode where Jenna's boyfriend, the guy from SNL, who dresses up like her, describes himself as a pansexual, and I forget what...
Oh, that was...
Because it's on 30 Rock.
It's
true.
He...
It exists.
He was a cross-dresser that, like, he dressed up like the woman he was dating.
That's a pansexual.
Okay, pansexuality by Wikipedia.
Oh, that's reliable,
motherfucker. All right. Also referred to as omnisexuality or polysexuality, refers to the potential for sexual attractions, desire, or romantic love or emotional attraction towards people of all gender identities and biological sexes.
How's that?
So you're in that
from
bisexual.
It's a fancier name for bisexual.
No, it's different.
It's bisexual.
Because pansexual, because bisexual would be I'm into guys and girls. Whereas pansexuals, I'm into guys, I'm into girls, I'm into guys who used to be girls who used to be guys, I'm into guys who are halfway between being guys and girls halfway between girls and guys. Like, whatever you
girls,
got.
Girls who feel that they are men trapped in a woman's body.
Fine
men
with
feel like they are girls trapped in
lady
a man's
boys
body.
Fine.
Shouldn't there be a category as well as
how about Nancy boys?
Shouldn't that just
okay.
be shouldn't that just be
okay, lesbian, gay, lesbian, gay, bisexual,
Damn.
Transgender, pansexual, and Morrissey. Because he doesn't have sex with anyone.
To be fair, there also should be an A in there for asexual if you're gonna be
right.
completely
well, that's the same thing.
Wait, that's
not
nuts.
Morrissey though.
Asexual.
I don't think the GLBT community wants to adopt the asexual community.
Why not? They're supposed to be about being open and being like, hey, we're cool with whatever you
yeah,
got
but
going
it's,
on.
Like, nobody gives a fuck if you're like, no, I'm just not into sex. It's not like the right-wing Christians are like, no, you need to go find a woman and have sex with her
you
and
know,
have
you
children.
Say that, but they're
no, they're like, all right, that's cool, go be a monk. Or not, just... Okay. They don't care. Nobody cares if somebody's asexual.
Okay, now I
what
want
if,
to come out as an asexual and see what the Christian right has to say.
I think
they would
be
applaud
fine.
You.
They would be fine with it.
Because you do nothing wrong.
They would say, you know, we have a huge
you know,
shortage
they would try
of
to
priests.
Force you to
Chris,
devote your life to God.
Asexuality means you can't jerk off anymore.
I didn't say I was one.
I said,
I said
you're going to
come
out
of
what if asexuality is that you can only get turned on by yourself?
I don't think
that's
no,
it.
No.
That's like
not
that's called Greg Racewich.
Narcissism.
End scene.